Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Tes. We have the schus of finishing the third parak today. We're here still on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom, Amrei Shlagish, just finishing up some Agadta, and then we'll get into the new parak, which is, again, just simply going to continue on right with the Yom Kippur service, right? Just the next step. Yuma is a little bit linear like that, right, as opposed to other Masechtas, which are not as linear. But yeah, we're basically just plowing on through what happened in Yom Kippur with the Kohen Gadol. So it's two lines up on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Amar Reish Lakish, May Dechtiv Im Laleitzim Hu Yilitz Vela Anavim Yitein Chayin. What does it mean? For someone who is a late, someone who is lazy, someone who is a jokester, Hashem will joke around. He will joke around. That person will joke around. For people who are humble, Hashem will give chen. Hashem will give grace. So the Gemara Darshan is balatame poskin lo, balatahar misayin lo. If a person wants to be matame himself, so poskin lo, we open that up for him. Kosh Baruch Hu allows him to continue down that road. Balatahar, but if he wants to purify himself, so then misayin lo. So then not only will Hashem allow and open up that road for him, he will misayaya. He will help him. Do what he's interested in. Tana deberi Yishmal, mashallah adam chaya mocher neft v'afar simon. It's comparable to someone who is selling neft and afar simon. Neft is bad smelling stuff, and afar simon is good smelling stuff. Bo lamad limdod neft, when the customer comes to buy some neft and measure out the neft, amar lo madoda tal atzmecha, and the seller says, you take care of it, right? Because he doesn't want to deal with the smell. Right, that's what the similar to Hashem saying to a late, someone who's joking around and he wants to be more, you know, more of a late, more of a bum. Hashem says, "You take care of it. You do what you got to do." But if the guy wants to come and measure out the afar simon, the good smelling stuff, right? Wait, the seller will say, "Wait 1 second until I measure it out with you." So that we both of us will have a good fragrance. Right, have a good smell from handling this stuff, right? And the idea again that is Hashem will help out, will be misayah, will help the person who's trying to grow. A sin blocks a person's heart. The pasuk says, don't become tame and nit me sem bam. What does that mean? Al tikri v'nit me sem ela v'nit tam tem. Right, it will block up a person's heart. Tana Rabbanan, again, the idea that, an avera causes, not only is the avera itself bad, but it also distances a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on several levels, right? It blocks him from being susceptible to being open to Kedusha, etc. That's what we're trying to explain. Tana Rabbanan, as we learned in Rabbaisa, Al Tatamu Bahem, V'nit Meisam Bam, what does that puzzle? If the Lo Tatamu Bahem, V'nit Meisam Bam, what does that mean? Adam Metame Atmo Me'at, Metame Me'oso Harbe. A person is metame himself a little bit, so that unfortunately that leads to more tuma milamata for down here on this world mitamo so milamala, and if he's metame himself on this world, so then he's metame himself in the upper spheres as well. Right, again, nefesh chayim. Rav Chaim Voloshiner writes it in his Moser Sefer Nefesh Chayim that that's how the world works. Simply that the things that we do down here, right, have an impact in the upper spheres. And as Gemara says the same thing. Right, not that the Gemara needs support from Chaim Voloshiner, right? He's probably basing it on the Gemara and other sources. Okay, either way, Bolam Hazem Metame Ozolam Haba. Right, and certainly if a person is Metame himself in this world, he becomes Tame. Right, he's Tame in the next world as well. Tana Rabbanan learned that. Right, so the opposite is true as well. Bizkadish Tem, Bizem Kedoshim, make yourself holy, and then you will be holy. Adam Mekadish Atma Maat Mekadish Noso Harbe. If a person sanctifies himself a little bit, so then he becomes holier, a lot holier. Milamata, Mekachin Sol Melamalan, if he makes himself tahor and holy down here, so then he becomes holy upstairs. But Olamaza, Mekachin Osol Alamhaba, same thing as we said before, if a person is Mekadish himself, makes himself holy in this world, so then he'll become holy in the next world as well. So, right? Hadron Allah, Amar Lahem Hamamona, and time to start the new parak of Taraf Bakalpi. Taraf Bakalpi, again, the Machlokas, what Taraf means, Rashi says, and we'll just stick with that, that he kind of sticks his hand into the box very quickly. Right, the copy, again, if you remember, was the box where he would pick out the lottery for the goats. Rashi says he would stick his hand out very quickly, right, just to take it out right away. What's it called? That's what the Kohen Gadol would do. He would stick it in quickly, so there'd be no point where you can kind of feel around. Right, and very often, if you're ever drawing something out of the hat, so if the pieces aren't uneven, So you could always feel around. Now, these pieces weren't uneven. They had different words written on them. So it was still, right? If you spent enough time, right? Again, you can imagine that you could figure out which one is which, feeling out the letters. So we want the Kohen Gadol to take one in, stick his hand in, take one out, right? Do it quickly, so it's a true, proper, actual lottery. Right? He picked out two lots. As Rashi points out, Echad b'yamin ve'echad b'smol, right? He stuck both his hands in there. We're going to see later that Atana that disagrees. But he stuck both his hands in there, according to the Mishnah. It took out both of them at the same time. Echad kosov v'lov l'Hashem, Echad kosov v'lov l'Azazel, right? One was for Hashem, one was for Azazel. Hasgan b'yamino v'rosh b'sav b'smolo. And the second hand, right, the back of Kohen Gadol was on the right, and the Rosh Pesav, the guy, the person in, who is the Rosh, the head of the Mishmar, whatever turn of Kohanim it was to be in the Beis HaMikdash, that person was on the left. Im shal shem Allah b'yamino. If his right hand picked the one for Akash Baruch Hu, then Asgan Omer lo ishi Kohen Gadol hagbe yamincha. Right, so the Zgan, the backup who was on his right, would say Kohen Gadol, right, pick up your right hand, right, to show that that was Shem Hashem. Vim shal shem ala b'smalo, if the shal Hashem ended up in his left hand, so Rosh Beis Av Omar, so the guy on his left would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol hag beis malacha, right, pick up your left hand. Right, okay, right, again, obviously we want to show where Hashem is primary. Nasna noshnei asirim, he would put them on the two goats, v'omar Hashem chatos. He would say, this is for Hashem, this is a chatos. Rabbi Shmuel Omar lo hayetzorech lomar chatos. Right, he didn't have to mention that. Right, ela Hashem, right, all he would say is, this is for Hashem. Vein on an achrov, right, like we saw before, Baruch Shem Kvo Machoso Olam Voed, right, but the response to Hashem Hashem would be Baruch Shem Kvo Machoso Olam Voed. So Gemara says, lama li l'tarif bekalpi. Right, why did he have to stick his hand so quickly when he yank out the lots? So as we explained, so he shouldn't figure out which is which and take out the one he's looking for, right? Obviously, the Shem Hashem is better, quote unquote. So we don't want him to stick around and feel around for that. Amar Rava, Rava says, Kalpi shall eat haisa, v'shal chol haisa. The kalpi, the box, right, and then the lots. Really, the box, or the kalpi was the box, was made out of wood, and it was not kadosh, right? It was shal chol. It was not bought by temple funds. And it only had room for two hands, meaning it wasn't big. Right, it had the two lots, room for two hands. That's it. Maskevla Ravina said, "Bishlamei inu mechazekas elashteyadayim." I understand why it didn't have room for one, right, for more than two hands. So he couldn't, feel around and figure out which one is which. Elashelchol, why was it not holy? Right, nikatsha, just make it kadosh. So in gain, so the Gemara says, if they were to make a kadosh, havi le klisharis shalates, and then it would be a klisharis, right, made out of wood, klisharis to eighth law of dinan, and we don't make a klisharis out of wood. So again, that's actually a machlokas in the Gemara in Menachos, but again, we're holding like here, like the Mandamar says that we don't make a klisharis out of eights. Now, in Echanami is also a discussion in Rishonim, the box is not really an avoda, right? A klisharis is something that holds, let's say, for example, the pan that holds the katoris. So that's a klisharis. Right, if there's some avoda done with it, this doesn't seem to be an avoda. Okay, right. Again, also discussed by the Rishonim. Okay, v'navda v'kesef, v'navda dizav. Okay, the Gemara asks, why don't you make it out of gold? Why do you make it out of silver? Torah chas al mamonim shel Yisrael. So simply, the Gemara says that the Torah was concerned for the money of the Jews. Right, this money did not come from the Beis Hamikdash. It came from the public funds or whatever. So it didn't come from the treasury. So Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want, Am Yisrael to spend so much money on that. Okay, fine. Again, we see that concept elsewhere, right? We see that concept where did it get that from? By Tzaras, by the house, by Tzaras, right? We want to make sure that, for example, the regular coin, before he checks the house for Tzaras, he sees the Tzaras, before the coin pronounces that this house is Tamei of Tzaras, right? We tell everybody to take out all of your kelim, all the stuff that might become Tamei. And then only then does the coin say this house is Taras. That works, right? Because the bias is only Tomei until the coin declares it, right? And there also Chazal say because we want to give Am Yisrael a chance to take out all their Kalim, right? Some things that they might become Tomei that they might have to throw out, right? And so again, that idea also, Chasal Mamonim Shal Yisrael, right? We're at every turn, we try to be careful for the money of Am Yisrael. So Gemara says now, Mas Nisim Deloke Haitana. Our Mishnah is against the following Tana. The Tanya like learned the Raisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Sagana, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me, Hasgan Vakon Gadol Machnisin Yoda Bakalpi. It wasn't the Kohen Gadol with his two hands, it was the Kohen Gadol with his right hand, and the Sagan and the backup with his right hand as well. In Bimino Shal Kohen Gadol Allah, if the Shem, right, the Shem Hashem one came in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. Hasgan Omer Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol Habei Yeminecha. Right, the backup would say, Mr. Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand. Then Biminosho Sgan Ola. But if the one for Hashem came out in the right hand of the backup, so then Rosh Beis Av Omer Lo Kohen Gadol Daber Milecha. Then the Rosh Beis Av, right, the guy in charge of the head of the house of the Kohanim who were there, would say to the Kohen Gadol, speak your words, meaning say Lashem, meaning because it's pronounced that the other one was Lashem, right? We don't want to embarrass the Kohen Gadol, make him feel bad, right, that he wasn't the one who got the Lashem. Okay, so you just say, we say Kohen Gadol, don't pick your hand up, but say Lashem, this one is for Hashem, and some of the backup would put his lot on the goat. If your name is Sagan, okay, so why don't we have the backup say that? So the Gemara says again, Kevin Delo Solik Biode, Chal Shadaite, right? Since the Kohen Gadol didn't actually get the one that said Shem Hashem on it, so he might feel bad, so we don't want to make it, you're right, compound it by having the backup say, oh, look at me, I got it, etc. Okay. But my Kabitzki, what's my focus here? So Mar Sover, you mean that this guy Adif, me smaller the Kohen Gadol, Umar Sover, Ki Adadi, Minu, right? What's the machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Mishnah, again, that says the Kohen Gadol uses his right and his left hand, and the Braisa says that it was the right hand of the Kohen Gadol and the right hand of the Sagan. So the question is whether the right hand, which is primary, which is more chashuv, if the right hand of the backup is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, the Mishnah holds that it's not, and the Braisa holds that it is. Uman Haitana, the Polygala, the Rabbi Yehuda. Who's this Tana who argues? It's Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. It's Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. The Tanya will go into the Braisa. Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim Omer. Lama Sgan Mimino. Why is the Sgan on the right? Meaning, why do we stand the backup Kohen Gadol to the right of the Kohen Gadol when they're doing this lottery? Because if there's some sort of psul, something happened to the Kohen Gadol already, really he's a Balkari or something, so or he faints or so he's not able to complete the service, the backup steps in. But you see, that's the only thing the backup does. So Mistama, right, that's against what we just saw, right, in the Braisa that says that the backup actually picks out one of the lots, right? Again, according to Rabbi Chanina, Sgana Kohanim, the backup is only Kohanim. Again, Sgana Kohanim, he himself was the backup, right? So he would say that the only purpose of the Sagan was just to be there in case to step in if the Kohen Gadol couldn't do any of the avodah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan Willa Der Braisa. Arbaim Shalosh Hashimis Shimon HaTzadik. For the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, the Gemara is going to list a bunch of miracles that happened to Beis Hamikdash, and right after he passed away, right, these miracles stopped happening, and we'll see on Amud Beis that towards the end of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, right, they stopped happening completely. Not that they, right, after he passed away, after he passed away, it happened sometimes. Right, then towards the end of the destruction, it stopped happening completely. Okay, so 40 years, Shimei Shimon HaTzadik, Hayagoral Ola Bimin, right, every single time for 40 years, 40 times in a row, the Shem Hashem one went into his right hand. Mikan ve'elech pa'amim ola b'yamin, pa'amim ola b'smol, right, afterwards, after he passed away, so right, sometimes it happened that the Shem Hashem went to the right hand, sometimes it went to the left. V'yalashon shel zahuris malabein, right, every time the red wool that was tied, right, again, the red wool that was tied around the horns of this year, Lazazel, and also in the Beis Hamikdash, every time it would turn white. Right, after he passed away, so sometimes it would turn white and sometimes it would not. And every time, for the 40 years, the western candle, meaning on the menorah, right, and the middle candle on the menorah was lit. Right, it's machlokas, whether it's the middle or the other one, but okay. Either way, meaning that even after Rashi says Lachasha Kavu Shar Kolaneros, right, even though that all the other candles had won out, right, so the Ner Hamaravi was still lit, but Mekan Ve'ilach Pamim Doli Pamim Kavu, right, but after he passed away, so sometimes it stayed lit and sometimes it didn't. Va'yeishal Maracha Mitgaber V'lohayu Kohanim Tzorich Lahavi Tzruchan Lahavi Eitzim LaMaracha. Right, while Shimon HaTzadik was alive, so the fire was continuously burning, they never needed to add any more wood to the Mizbeach, except for the two Gizrei Eitzim, like we pointed out, that was a mitzvah. Kedei Lekayim Mitzvahs Eitzim, right, the only reason they put it there was to fulfill the mitzvah of putting wood on the Mizbeach, but really the fire was going the whole time. Right, but after he passed away, so sometimes the fire would continue, and sometimes they needed to add more wood. Sometimes the Kohanim needed to bring wood all day, right? Since the fire wouldn't keep going. And when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, so there was a bracha, there was a blessing on the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem, brought on Shavuos, the lechem upon him that were brought every Shabbos on the Shulchan. Right? There's a bracha in them. And any kohen who got a kazayis, right, which is the shear that you need to eat from those things, so sometimes it would make him full, and sometimes not only would it make him full, he would have leftovers, right? In meaning, even less than the kazayis would make him full. But after he passed away, upon him, there was some sort of curse, some sort of bad vibes by these things. V'kol kohen magiu kafu. Right, and every coin would magiu kapul. Every coin would get like a bean's worth, which was less than what they needed. Atznuim moshichan esedayim. Atznuim people who were they wouldn't take it because that's all they got was less than a shear, and it wouldn't help for anything. It wasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Vagar garnin, but the people who were gluttonous, people who were ravenous. So notlin v'ochlin, they would take somebody else's portion. And they would eat it together, right? So they would have a right shear, but again, that's obviously very inappropriate. There's a story with one kohen who took his portion and his friend's portion. And they called them the thief, right? Ad Yomoso. Rashi says Chamtan is Gazlan, right? He was a thief. That's the nickname they gave him until the day he died. Amar Rav Bar Shila, is it Bar Rav Shila? My crow, what is the pasuk that says that the word chamtzan refers to a thief? So a couple of options, either Elokai Paltani, Miyad Rishai Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz, Hashem saved us from a robber. Rav Amar Mehacha, Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chometz, right? Support people who are being chamutz, not chometz, but chamutz. Right, get justice for the people. Mishpat, get justice for the people who are stolen, or who have been stolen from. So ashu chamutz, right, to ashu chometz. Right, support the people who are being stolen from, but do not support the people who are stealing. Okay, so you see that's the language there involved. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Oso shana shemeis ba shemun atzadik amar lahem. Bashana Azu Humeis, right? That year, Shimon HaTzadik died. So he said to them, well, in this year, that guy's going to die. Meaning, he's referring to himself. He didn't want to say that, but he said, that other guy's going to die. Meaning, he knew he was going to pass away. So, How do you know that this is it? This is the time? So, Amalaham, he said to them, because B'chol Yom Kippurim, every Yom Kippur, Hayim Isdamin Li Tzadik Zakin Echad, Lavush Lovenim Vatuf Lovenim. Every Yom Kippur, I see one old gentleman waiting for me by the Kodesh Kadashim, wearing white. Nichnas imi v'yotza imi. He would go in with me and he would go out. Right, kind of symbolizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Right, vayom, but today, nizdamin lizokin echad, lovush shchorim v'atuv shchorim. Right, but today, that same guy was wearing black. Right, nichnas imi, he went with me into the Kodesh Kadashim, bar v'lo yotza imi, but he didn't come out. And therefore, and so he knew that he got the hint, right? That it was time to go. Achar Haregel, right after Regel, Mistama, that's referring to Sukkot. Now that I think about it, again, we're talking about Yom Kippur, but usually, okay, maybe after, could be after Yom Kippur. Chola Shivas Yamim Bumeis. Sure enough, Shimon HaTzadik got sick and he passed away 7 days later. Okay, v'nimnu echad ha-kohanim yivarech b'shem, and in that year, they did not bless the name. Now, what does that mean? We're going to see in a second. They didn't use the shem ha-meforesh. They didn't say yudke vavke. Usually in the Beis HaMikdash, the kohanim, as we'll see in a second, they spoke out the word yudke vavke instead of what we say as Adoshem. But they said the name, and that year they dafke didn't, because of the mourning, etc., because there wasn't appropriate, right? They weren't at least they weren't holy enough. Okay, fine. Right, as Rashi says, Shalom Hayu Kedai, right? It wasn't fit, it wasn't appropriate. They weren't worthy of saying the Shem Hashem straight up. Okay. Tana Rabbana Wilon de Rabbeisa. Arbaim Shana Kodim Churban Abayis. 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lo Haya Goral Ola Be'emin. Right, for every year. Again, this is the flip side, right, of Shimon HaTzadik. Right, every year the Shem Hashem did not go in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. Lo Haya Lashon Shel Zehuris Malabein, and the red wool did not turn white. Lo Haya Ner Maravi Daluk. The western lamp on the menorah was not lit. And the doors of the heichal would open on their own, right? Almost right, as if to symbolize, right? If you look at Rashi, Simon la'oivim Labovulikanes, right? As if to say, all right, everybody in, right? Let all the enemies of Am Yisrael come in. Actually, Garbei Amar Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what are you doing, you doors? Right? He yelled at the doors. Amar lo, Heichal, Heichal, mipnei ma atam b'vayis atzmecha, right? Heichal, why are you embarrassing yourself? Right, yodei anish b'chash hesovcha atzi l'chariv. Right, we know that you're going to end up going to be destroyed eventually. Kvanis navi alecha Zechariah ben Adu, or Ido. Right, Zechariah, that Adu was his grandfather, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, Zechariah already prophesied that Pesach Levanon de Lasecha v'tochal eish arez barazecha. Right, Levanon is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, open the Beis Hamikdash. Open your doors and let the fire burn your cedar wood. Right, so we know you're going to be destroyed. But why are you embarrassing yourself? Right, close it up. Right, relax. Right, don't bring it any earlier than it has to be. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavlai, lama nikra shmo Levanon? Why was the Beis Hamikdash called Levanon? Shemala ben Avonu Sam Shal Yisrael, right? It whitens the sins of Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, lama nikra shmo Yar? Why is the Beis Hamikdash also called the forest? The Chetiv Kesipazuk says, Beis Yar ha Levanon. It's right, the house of the forest of Levanon. Why is it called that? Lo melecha ma Yar malav lev, af Beis Hamikdash malav lev. Sorry, just like the forest, malav lev is to bloom, so too the Beis Hamikdash, quote unquote, would bloom with what? The Amar of Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya says, "B'shach shabana Shlomo Beis Hamikdash, when Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, not a bow, kol mine megadim shalzav. He planted megadim are like treats, but Mustafa he planted trees and fruit bearing gold bearing fruit, or fruit that was gold. Okay, I'm not sure. If I was seeing peros b'smanehem, maybe the trees were gold. Either way, they would bring out these fruits." That would come out at the proper time, meaning when all the other fruits were blooming. And when the wind would blow, so the fruit would fall off. Okay, as the pasuk says, that's how the kohanim would make some parnasa. Right, they would sell these fruits with stama. I would imagine they went for a hefty sum. When the goyim, right, were metame the Beis Hamikdash, they went to the heichal, so the trees dried up and shriveled. As Buzik says, Ufrach Levanon Umlal. Okay. The also the Kosh Baruch Lachzir Alano, and the Kosh Baruch eventually will return it to us. As Buzik says, Paruch Tifrach Fetagel Af Gilas Maranan Kavod HaLevanon Nasamla. Right, it's Hashem will bring it back to us. Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash. Okay, Nasan al Shnei Asirim. They would take the lots and put it on top of the two goats. Tanur Rabbanan with another brisa. Eser Pame Masker Kohen Gadol Hashem Babayom. There were 10 times when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur. Gimel Bevidoi Rishon, Shlosha Bevidoi Sheni. Right, 3 in the first Vidoi, 3 in the second Vidoi, Shlosha Basira Meshtaleach. 3 times with the Avoda of the Sira Meshtaleach. Ve'echem Begarolos, and 1 with again this Kalpi with this lottery. That right, he would call out, as we said in the Mishnah, he would call out Lashem, right, that this would be for Hashem. Kvar Amar Hashem, Vinish Makolo B'Yericho. When he would say this Shem, Hashem, you could hear it all the way in Yericho. Amar Abba Baruchanam Yerushalayim, the Yericho, Eser Parsos. From Yerushalayim to Yericho was 10 parsos, right? In Stama, it was a miracle. But I was once up on one of the Harim, one of the mountains. If you go to Ir David, you can see like one of the overlooks that goes into a valley, right, where modern-day Silwan is. But you can imagine, if you have the proper context and the proper tour guide, you can imagine how someone standing in the Beis Hamikdash could yell into the valley and you could hear his voice echoing. Well, we actually heard it, right? He did it. He screamed into the valley. You could hear it echoing from very far away. I think that Yericho is obviously, in the stomach, there was some sort of miracle involved. But either way, you could hear, it was 10 parses away. V'tzir delasos ha'echal nishma b'shmona tchumei Shabbos. And the hinges on the doors of the echal, you could hear it, 8 tchumei Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos, right, is 2,000 amos. So there's 16,000 amos. That's 1/5, if I'm not mistaken, of the way to Yericho. You could hear the hinges of the doors that far away. Tosas just points out that, Top Tosas points out a basic direct contradiction with the Mishnah and Tamid. Mishnah and Tamid says that in Yericho they could hear the door of the Shar HaGadol that was open up, right? The gates that were opened up in Yerushalayim. Here you're telling me you can hear the hinges only 1/5 of the way to Yericho. What's the deal? Right? If the Mishnah says Beferish, they could hear the opening of the gates. So it also says maybe the hinges you couldn't hear, right? But the door you could hear, right? Or you could hear, right? Maybe you could hear it very clearly, right? 1/5 of the way, but in Yericho you could hear just like you weren't sure exactly what it was. Okay, either way, just to be aware. So you could hear the hinges of the doors, 8 parses, right, 8 tchumei Shabbos away. Okay. Izen b'Yericho hayu mit'atot, how do you pronounce that? Mis'at shos, mereach, HaKetores. The goats in Yericho would sneeze because of the smell of the Ketores. Nashim Shir B'Yericho, Einan Tzuchan Lizbosem Erechan Ketores. And the women in Yericho would not need to put on perfume because of the Ketores. Kala Shir B'Yushalayim, Einan Tzuchan Lizkashim Erechan Ketores. Sure enough, a Kala in Yerushalayim would not need to adorn herself with perfume because of the smell of the Ketores, or even really to dress herself up at all. Right. Lizbose means to put on perfume. Lizkashe means to put on like makeup and stuff and get dressed up. Mustama, she didn't have to get dressed up at all, right? Because the Ketores was so obviously much thicker in Yerushalayim than it was in Yericho. So Mustama, she didn't even need to get dressed up, and she was already attractive. Amar Rabbi, who is that? That should be Rabbi Yossi ben, I'm trying to see, is Samach over there? Rabbi Elezer ben Diglai, I should say, Izim hayu la'ava bahari michmar. I had goats, could be hari bari, okay, it depends on the gersa. Right, I had some goats for my father, and that, those mountains, they also, vayim et at mis atshos, mreecha ketores, they would also sneeze because of the ketores. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, sachli zokin echad, Pam achas, one old gentleman told me that Pam achas halachti l'shilo, once I went to Shilo, farachti reach ketores mibein kosleo, and I smelled the ketores that was between the walls, meaning that it was still there, meaning many hundreds of years later, right? The Shilo was housed the Mishkan for a good while, but apparently the smell of ketores was still in the walls of Shilo many hundreds of years later. Because again, the reich of the Ketores was so amazing and so strong, right? It stayed there for so much longer. Mistama, right? Mistama is some sort of miracle, but also just to show how powerful and beautiful and delicious the smell of the Ketores was. Okay, we're going to stop here, Avosai. Have a great, great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.